It's Saturday, August 11th. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. We all ask things of God. We have needs and desires. So we ask God to supply those needs and those desires. And we wait on God to answer on His end. But did you know that we can actually tie God's hands and prevent Him from answering us or supplying us with what it is that we're asking for? Yes, it's a biblical truth that we can tie God's hands. How? By not sowing any seeds to reap from. Let's take a look at how this can happen. If we plow the ground for a garden, but we never sow any seeds into that garden, we will not reap a harvest. It's common sense that nothing will grow there that's worth anything unless we first plant seeds. God works the very same way. We have to sow if we expect to reap. The only thing God gives us freely without us deserving it is His love for us. His love is unconditional. Pretty much everything else is give and get. We give, God gives back a harvest according to what we have given. No, this is not the prosperity gospel. This is simple biblical truth. The measure by which we sow will also be the measure by which we reap. Jesus Himself said this. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. God has even told us to give when we are in desperate need, seemingly too poor to be able to afford to give. Mark chapter 12, verses 42 and 43. Then a poor widow came and dropped in two small coins. Jesus called His disciples to Him and said, "I tell you the truth, this poor widow has given more than all the others who are making contributions." Just as the wealthy give out of their abundance, so we must also give out of our poverty or our lack. And when we do this, we have given much more than a wealthy person can ever think of giving. Giving in this way shows God that we trust Him completely with everything, including our finances and our sustenance. So if we're waiting on a breakthrough for a very long time and we're not seeing anything happen, we need to ask ourselves if maybe we missed something. Are we sowing? Are we planting seeds in our garden from which we can reap a harvest? If you know someone who will be encouraged by this, feel free to share it with them. For more uplifting messages from Pastor Kurt and Pastor Ellie, visit mybibleverseoftheday.org. And for more on Apostle Audio voiceovers, go to apostleaudio.com.